Welcome to the Stories for Kids podcast
by Ross O'Connor.
Are you kids touching my podcast?
No.
I'm coming in there.
Mia, quick, push on the button.
What are you kids doing?
Nothing.
Why don't we just read a story? Welcome back to the Stories for Kids podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and with me today is James. James, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
So, James, you, in school, you were learning about inventors.
That's right.
And you like to invent things, too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think of myself as an inventor. I've invented a few little products, and when I write stories, that's kind of like inventing something. You're inventing a story.
Mm-hmm.
And you invent stories, too. And you invent games mm-hmm. and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But tell me something. So in school, you were learning about inventors. I'm going to quiz you. Let's see how much you learned. What did Thomas Edison invent?
The light bulb.
That's right. He invented the light bulb. You know, we take it for granted when you walk into a room and you turn on the light switch and lights come on. You know, in the old days, they didn't have light bulbs like that. That they had candles and they had gas, you know, lamps. And you had to light it and had a flame. And it could be dangerous because it could start fires. And you know what's kind of cool? When the power goes out, I feel like we go back to the old times. Right? Do you ever feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
James, what did Alexander Graham Bell invent?
The telephone.
That's right, the telephone. Now, is it the same telephone that we use today? Like our cell phone that you watch videos on and text with?
Nope.
No, that's right. It was really different back then. Really, all you did with the telephone back then was you just talked to people on it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the old days, James, you couldn't even dial it yourself. You would pick it up, and an operator would come on the line, and they'd ask, "Well, who do you want to talk to? How can I connect you?" And you would tell them who you want to talk to, and they would connect you. They would have little switches and plugs, and they would use that to connect you. So you couldn't even dial the phone yourself in the old days. All right, here comes the next one. And what about Henry Ford? What did Henry Ford invent?
The Model T.
That's right, the Model T. And that car was very special.
The Model
because,
T.
Yeah, because he invented the production line. And when they used to make cars, it'd take a long time and they were very expensive. And only rich people could afford them. Well, what the production line did when they made the Model T was the Model T would start and someone would put, you know, the first part on it. It would move down the line. Then another worker would put the second part on it, and then it would move down the line, and they would put, the third, fourth, and so on. And it just made it a lot less expensive to make cars. And because the cars didn't cost as much, guess what? Regular people could buy them, right? Like if I meet James, mm-hmm. if a candy bar cost $100, could you buy it?
Yeah.
$100 candy? No. Yeah, you couldn't buy a $100 candy bar. But what if a candy bar cost 10 cents? Could you buy that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the importance of making things less expensive. More people can buy them. So, James, part of your class was you had to come up with your own invention. So what do you think you're going to invent for your class? Do you have any ideas?
The popcorn house.
The popcorn house? So you're going to make, you said you wanted to do something with popcorn, so I got the popcorn can. Where did it go? Here it is. James, did you already do... We just bought this brand new from Costco. There's like nothing... There's nothing in it now, James. Where did all the popcorn go? James, the thing is, look. How are you gonna make a house out of popcorn if there's no popcorn left?
Ooh. I didn't explain.
Okay, well, explain it to me.
I put the popcorn all in the heaters, so then when it gets on full mode, popcorn house.
Oh, wait, so you're not making...
A house full of popcorn!
So you're not making a little house out of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
You turned our house into a popcorn maker.
Yeah.
By putting the popcorn in the heaters?
Yeah.
Is that why you have the remote control for the heaters?
Yep.
Okay, well, James... to everyone listening out there, do not put food in the heaters. That is not how you make popcorn, James, okay? So put the remote control down. James, put it down. Stop.
No,
don't push the buttons, James. James, stop turning up the heater. Oh, my God, the heater's going out. Jeez, our electric bill is going to be very expensive. Now, did you really
That's
put...
That's enough!
James.
Fire! Yay, popcorn!
What was that? You really put popcorn in the heaters. Uh-oh, James. Oh, my God. The room's filling up with popcorn. Oh, my God, James. Mom's going to kill us. Why did you think this would be a good idea?
Because, we get our popcorn every day. All you have to do is scoot on.
How much popcorn do you think you're going to be able to eat, James?
A million?
Oh, my God, it's really coming out now. Oh, James, who are you? I can't see you. James, are you okay?
I'm not okay. I'm drowning in popcorn. Bad idea. I'm sorry.
I got you. I got you, James. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. We are sitting just inches below the ceiling. The room is entirely filled with popcorn, and Mom is going to kill us.
And swim to the couch. Swim upstairs.
You're swimming in the popcorn. Oh,
yes.
My God. This is actually kind of fun. I like swimming in popcorn.
Yeah, and I like eating popcorn.
Well, we got to get this mess cleaned up before Mom gets home. So how do you clean up a room full of popcorn?
One bite at a time.
Well, get biting. Well, thanks for listening to the Stories for Kids podcast.
Here's the end of the podcast. I'm Nick.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.